Acknowledgements. Again by the author, who happens to be me. For years, people were telling me that I should write another book, and I'd shrug them off, giving one excuse after the other, because I just wasn't inspired to write more political commentary. Then, in early 2013, my wife, Catherine, suggested an entirely different idea. She reminded me how often I talked about the importance of young people learning the truth about American history. She knew my frustrations with what many kids are learning today and suggested that I tell the amazing stories of our country's founding in an easy-to-understand way. This concept did excite me and changed my entire attitude about writing another book. Suffice it to say, Catherine was indefatigable in shepherding the whole thing, creating, coordinating, assembling all elements. Thank you, Catherine, for being an exceptionally bright, talented, loyal, and wonderful person to share my life with. You are the best. After hearing about the idea, my good friend, the late Vince Flynn, put me in touch with Louise Burke at Simon & Schuster, who helped to bring this all to life. So thank you to Vince, Louise, and everyone at Simon & Schuster, especially Mitchell Ivers. And thank you sincerely to Jonathan Adams Rogers for being an instrumental part from the very beginning. He spent long, dedicated hours helping to develop this concept from infancy. My sincere appreciation goes out to Christopher Schobinger for providing considerable assistance with writing, editing, and reaching a younger demographic. Spiro Mihalis worked closely with Chris Hears to create tremendously impressive illustrations, allowing history to be told in a creative way. And my brother David. David Limbaugh is an unwavering source of support. He's there for me at all times, in all endeavors, and I am extremely grateful.